Hello and welcome to another edition of Kingsnake.com Web Radio. Today we have a very special guest. We have Nigel Marvin, who's over in Arlington, Texas today. He's about to step out and go to the Reptile Expo that starts tomorrow, but the setup's already started. How are you today, Nigel?
Yeah, very good. It's a nice sunny day here in Arlington, so I'm enjoying it.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I know I'm going to be spending up there tomorrow for a few hours and hopefully knock out some interviews. You've got a busy interview schedule, don't you?
Yeah, no, I've just been on a couple of TV shows, take a few snakes on. It's great to get the message out there that reptiles, particularly if they're captive bred, make such great pets. And, you know, the people were asking, you know, if I had a little child, what would I recommend? And, of course, leopard geckos, bearded dragons, corn snakes, you know, not a Burmese python for a young person because they grow too large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it really is amazing. And so many reptiles now, they're virtually as domesticated as cats and dogs. They've been in captivity for so many generations. And I love coming to these shows to seeing the new varieties of leopard geckos and, you know, crested geckos. They really are one of my favorites, a new reptile on the scene. What a wonderful pet they make, really. They're so easy to keep with the T-Rex crested gecko diet and just mash up a banana and you don't have to have crickets singing all around your house and behind the fridge and all those things that happen. So, you know, there really are some great animals out there, and so many millions of people in the U.S. keeping reptiles as pets, you know, catching up with cats and dogs, and that is an amazing thing. And the more people that keep them as pets, the less people are likely to run over them when they see a snake or a lizard in the road.
Well, let me ask you about reptiles and some of the reptiles you've worked with. Do you prefer working with real reptiles or virtual reptiles? Because I know you've had an opportunity to work with both.
Well, certainly virtual reptiles, it's much safer, of course, even though I'm very close to a T-Rex. But it's great when I do Prehistoric Park and those sorts of shows. My experience with real reptiles is what enables me to do it, I think, in a convincing way. If they had an actor doing it, they don't know how to react with giant crocodile, and I have been close to alligators and big crocs, so that helps out. But it's amazing. Once I get into it, I really do imagine that I am hunting an ornithomimus or being close to a T-Rex, and it's great using the stuff that I've learned about big predators in the wild, you know, to work with dinosaurs. For example, I know from swimming outside a cage with great white sharks that they don't come in to attack you. Those big predators are very cautious. They circle first, and if they can see you and you can see them and the water's clear, great white sharks won't attack. And, you know, similarly, when we were talking about a scene where I'm surrounded by T-Rex, I'm thinking, well, if a T-Rex saw somebody for the first time, they wouldn't attack initially. They'd be a bit curious, which would give you time to run away. Whether that would be true or not if you actually met a T-Rex, I don't know. But, of course, my first love is working with real reptiles. Just come back from doing a big series in the Brazilian Pantanal. Pantanal's the biggest wetland on Earth. It makes the Everglades look like a tiny pond. And full 1.5 million spectacled caiman there, yellow anacondas. We caught a mating pair of yellow anacondas. An amazing scene, not set up at all, where I catch a full water cobra. I'm sure that's going to be on YouTube because the thing bit me for at least 3 to 4 minutes. There was blood spurting all out of my hand. And, you know, they are slightly venomous, so my hand swelled up. But I didn't want to pull the snake off because, of course, if you pull a snake off when it bites you, that would, you know, could potentially damage their teeth. And it was my fault for grabbing it in the first place. So it's a good fun scene, this. I've never seen so much blood from a snake bite as that one.
What are some of the other problems that you've had with animals?
Very few. You know, my worst moment was getting spitting cobra venom in the eyes. That wasn't very pleasant. That was in Kenya. I was a producer, not a presenter, and I was trying to get a spitting cobra to star in a dwarf mongoose scene, and it reared up and spat into my eyes. So that was very painful. I was blinded for a couple of days, and I knew it wasn't going to cause lasting damage, but it is still a bit scary when you can't see anything at all. So that was a really scary moment. And the other thing is just finding the animals. Of course, you do a lot of research to film them. You've got to be in the right place at the right time. But when it works, it's one of the most rewarding things that you can do, you know, whether it's reptiles or birds or polar bears. I mean, it's all great fun working out how to film them without disturbing them. And, you know, showing these amazing behaviors.
You started out as a producer, and it was, what, 10 or 12 years before you actually got in front of the camera, wasn't it?
That's right. It happened because in Britain at the time they needed an English Steve Irwin. Steve Irwin was quite big, but for some reason the British television companies couldn't get his shows. So, you know, I've got a lot to thank Steve for. They wanted a guy from England to do a bit of snake wrestling and be close to reptiles. It's such a shame that we've lost him. He was a showman, but he was a great ambassador for reptiles. You go to reptile houses now in zoos and people are saying, look, I want to work with reptiles because I saw Steve Irwin. He wasn't an ambassador for pandas and cuddly, who are animals, charismatic megafauna. He was an ambassador for reptiles, so, you know, got a lot of respect for him. And, of course, he did some crazy things, he did some stunts, but you never saw him hurt an animal. And, of course, there's so many TV channels now. There's reality shows, there's cookery shows, there's makeover shows, and there's YouTube. So, you know, we've got to compete with a lot of channels, and, you know, he did it very well. And he would also say, be in Madagascar and say, look at those forests behind me. If we don't do anything about it, they're going to be destroyed within the next 10 years. You don't get many television hosts that will put their head on the block and really speak out about conservation. So, you know, I had a lot of respect for him.
What's in store for you on TV this year? I know last year you had an enormously busy schedule.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to find out what's commissioned. Now, I may do something on dangerous animals, and I may do a series of specials on tigers. Now, they're obviously very worrisome what's happening with tigers in India, but of course, when I do my shows, there's always a supporting cast of reptiles and birds, as well as the big cats. And as I say, I've just finished a series in the Pantanal, which was about, it's mainly about jaguars, but also all the other creatures that you get there, you know, the caiman and the false water cobras and the yellow anacondas. So I'm having great fun. I'm doing a lot of these shows and zoo openings and things, which are good fun as well.
I think you should do a show on Burmese pythons, and we should take you to the Everglades and see how many you can catch in a 24-hour period.
I read all that nonsense yesterday in USA Today. I mean, you'd have to have an extremely radical change in the climate for Burmese pythons to take over the southern United States.
Well, apparently, according to the USGS, they're just raining from the trees.
Yeah, no, I read that yesterday, and, you know, it's the thin end of the wedge for people trying to stop, you know, keepers having pythons in captivity, and the whole thing is, you know, absolute nonsense. It's very difficult for them to get outside of the Everglades because, of course, with development, there's so many towns and cities in the way, they're not going to be able to move from there. And if they get north of Orlando, it's going to be too cold for them anyway. So I always like it when they have these howlers in national newspapers.
I'm interested to find out where in Arizona you can find triple canopied rainforest.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've flown over it, I've driven through it, and I'll be darned if I could find it. But, you know, apparently the USGS must think it's out there.
Cause yeah, no, it was a crazy article, though. It did make me smile, I must say.
So what's the schedule for you this weekend? You're going to be at the Reptile Show, and that all starts tomorrow, and it goes through Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about my adventures in the Pantanal. Not sure what time that is, in the afternoons, I think. So I've got a couple of presentations where families come along, please, the children can ask me questions about wildlife filming and all those sorts of things.
Okay.
Some nice pictures of yellow anacondas and Yukari caiman. And then I'm just around signing books. I've got a few DVDs and things. And I love looking around the show, seeing all those mouth-watering animals that I want to buy and take back to England. But I can't do that.
Yeah, it's enticing. For those that are interested in finding out what the schedule is for tomorrow and Saturday, stop by the NARBC website at narbc.com. They have prices and scheduling information there. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I know you got a lot of stuff piling up there to do. It was great talking with you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, no, we'll say hi again. I'll wear one of your T-shirts again. I like those kingsnake.com. T-shirts. You know, I'm looking forward to it and hope to meet anyone that comes to the show.
Well, this has been Jeff Berenger for Kingsnake.com and Nigel Marvin, who's going to be at the NARBC Expo up in Arlington tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.